Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we are getting back to the basic, which is Jesus. And we're journeying through this living biography that Luke wrote, and we're seeing, re-seeing, rediscovering Jesus. And honestly, we're being reminded of what Christianity is, what it always has been, a friendship, a relationship, a journey with Jesus. We are getting back to the basic. And what I love is that we're doing it together. Together, we're getting up in the morning and scripture and coffee and journaling and prayer and meditation. And together, we're enjoying a talk with Jesus, and then we're learning how to enjoy that talk as it continues throughout the day. So I'm so thrilled that we're together. And it's Friday. I can't believe it's already Friday. And just for those of you that are fairly new to the podcast, we don't release a daily podcast on Saturday or Sunday, but we will be back together on Monday to together enjoy Jesus and then just continue enjoying Him. So turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 10. We're journeying chapter by chapter through this incredible living story that Luke wrote. And the title of the podcast this morning is Others. And you almost have to say it that way in order to get Luke's flavor when he uses this word, others. And of course, we'll come back to that. But I wanted to talk briefly about something we don't talk about, but we think about it. We feel it. And we might actually have this kind of conversation in our mind at times when it comes to the Christian faith. And it goes something like this. Me? Really? You're wanting me? Don't you mean them? You must mean them, right? Why me? They are educated. You know, they've got the right answers. They're really funded. You know, they can make a difference. They're eloquent. They can talk. They can explain things that I don't feel like I even understand. They're equipped. They're qualified. I am disqualified. Me? Really? You must mean them. And at this point, I think a question presses, what do you think disqualifies you? We all have something. And for some of us, it's what we've done maybe a number of times. For some of us, it's what we haven't done or haven't accomplished. Or for some of us, it's just the comparison game. We look over there and we think, well, they have that. They're educated, they're funded, they're eloquent, you know, they're equipped. They have that. And in comparison to them, I'm not equipped. I'm not qualified. And honestly, we feel disqualified. We feel shy, not bold. We feel like we don't have the answers. We feel faithless. And so this imaginary conversation is always happening. Me, really? You got to mean them. You must want them. Because honestly, sometimes we can't even believe that we would have a significant part to play in this unfolding story called the kingdom of God. We doubt that we have a unique part to play. And of course, the enemy loves to come and just twist that knife or turn that screw and remind us of what we've done many, many times, or what we haven't accomplished or haven't finished, or look it over there at that person. Look what they have. Compared to them, you're just not equipped. You're not qualified. The enemy loves that. And into that chaos and into that doubt and into that maybe even pain, Luke chapter 10 shines this incredible light. This is a moment in Luke's living biography where the biography takes this turn or develops into something that we were not anticipating it to be. So let's look at a couple verses in Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 1. After this, the Lord Jesus appointed 70 others. There's that word. And sent them out two by two ahead of him to every town and every place where he was about to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field." So Luke is so clear in verse 1 that Jesus appointed 70 others. Now, Luke uses this word intentionally because remember a couple chapters earlier when Jesus calls Matthew and then he has dinner at Matthew's house, the Pharisees look in and they say, oh my gosh, Matthew, Jesus, tax collectors, and others. That's what the Pharisees call Matthew's friends, others. And the Pharisees can't believe that Jesus is eating with those others. Because according to the Pharisees, they're not educated, they're not funded, they're disqualified, they're not eloquent, they're not equipped, and he can't believe that Jesus would be eating with these others. Now, do I think that Luke is saying in Luke chapter 10 that the 70 are all Matthew's friends or all tax collectors? No, but Luke is wanting to rub the point in. The group that the Pharisees said, oh, look at those others. Jesus calls, gathers, this is so good, and appoints others. Who are these others? They're not named, and that's part of the point, because they're not the religious elite. They're not the ones with the great pedigree. They're not the educated, the high flyers. They're not the eloquent. They're not the equipped. They're just like us, and Jesus is sending them out two by two to prepare the way for him to then come into town and announce the kingdom of God. These are the most unlikely candidates. And that's part of the intriguing way that Luke develops his story. A couple chapters earlier, these others that the Pharisees can't even believe Jesus is eating with, these others are the ones that Jesus is calling, and not just that, he's appointing. And even though we're not going to read these verses later on in this chapter, Jesus gives them authority to trample over snakes and scorpions and overcome all the power of the evil one and says, nothing is going to harm you. I mean, this is so big. And if we're reading this biography the first time, and maybe you are, you realize, wow, I may feel disqualified, but I'm not. I may not have all the education. I may not be incredibly funded. I may not even be eloquent. I may not feel equipped, but I have been appointed and I have been given authority by the Spirit of God to go before Jesus to prepare the way for him. Yes, you and I are unlikely candidates, but guess what? So was Gideon. I mean, he was afraid. He was hiding in the wine press when God called him. Jonah was a bigoted prophet that didn't know how to love his enemies, and yet God calls him. What about doubting Thomas? Moses gave all the excuses you could ever imagine and more. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Unlikely candidates is who God always uses. And Paul says it this way: God wants to use the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, the weak things to shame the strong, and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. Jesus appointed 72 others who didn't have the pedigree, who didn't stand out, who were not educated, and we are those others, and we have been picked. And I want us to hear this morning. And I want us to enjoy this in our conversation with Jesus. You have been picked. You have been selected. You have been appointed. You have been empowered. You have become an ambassador, not only a disciple, but an apostle sent to be about the business of Jesus. This is such a big moment in Luke's gospel. Jesus is sharing authority with 70 others. He's saying, you're not an audience, you're an army, there's no stands, there's no spectators. Go do the stuff, the kingdom is at hand. All you need is a willingness. I love this chapter. So let's have a conversation with Jesus this morning. Maybe let's bring before him what we think disqualifies us. What we've done many times, what we've not accomplished, what other people have that we don't, bring it before him and just let him, maybe let's meditate and let him just speak the word of qualified, equipped, appointed, given authority. And let's walk in that today. Let's live in that today. Let's enjoy that today as we continue to journey with Jesus. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.